This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you would like. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
As usual, lots on the table to talk about, but of course you can take control and bring up anything that you'd like. So don't hesitate to take advantage of that opportunity. As we start things out with another update on Guantanamo Bay, Mark, as you know that we've talked, and JJ, I'm sure you've heard, we talked about the new WikiLeaks release of over 700 classified secret files on the Guantanamo detainees, and we kind of went through some, some basics on some of the information that had been revealed as a result of this information coming out, much to the chagrin of the United States federal government. But essentially, you know, discovering what we already knew about in some cases of these folks that are in Guantanamo Bay, and that is that many of them were completely innocent and that, you know, they hadn't done anything at all except been in the wrong place or at the wrong time over in Pakistan or wherever it was that they were swooped up by some warlord as they turned them over to the United States federal government for cash bounty.
Yeah, for a bounty, yep.
And there were a number of other things, but essentially, you know, this is a human tragedy of epic proportions. People being held in prison cells for years upon end with no way of having any kind of a public trial. I don't think there has even been a semblance of a public trial for any of these.
The tribunals that they're talking about. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, they've just been held there. Some of them have been released, and
hundreds of them have been released.
Hundreds have been released.
Some that have been released have been re-caught fighting Americans again.
Big shocker there.
Yeah,
considering the conditions they were suffered under.
One thing it goes to show is the incompetence that's meted out in the incarcerating of these guys, the imprison, the catching of them, the incarcerating of them, the releasing of them. It just goes all around. It just shows all around incompetence. I think that most Americans would say it'd be silly to release guys that were fighting Americans before you just got the troops the heck out of their country. You know, take the American troops out. Let those guys go that were fighting. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, when the quote unquote war is over, the military guys go home. Now, if these guys have, were doing something in their country to harm people, people that were not combat troops, I think that might be a bigger problem for me.
So I think the incompetence is more an issue of the fact that this isn't the main reason why this war is going on. The capture and detaining of these people is just basically a PR campaign. And so that's not what their focus is on. Their focus, where they put their effort and their energies and resources, is more on expending ammunition, using up bombs, bullets, and boots so that they can buy more bombs, bullets, and boots. This detainee thing is just a stunt. It's like a wag the dog situation. So that's why it's basically underfunded and no one really cares about. The incompetency is high. It's bureaucratic. It's a joke.
And, you know, also with the since there is no draft, Americans don't have the stake in the war that they did at one point when their boys were, you know, liable to be drafted off and sent into it. They just don't have quite the stake that they used to.
Right. Of course.
Not that I'm saying that I think the draft is
a good idea. Well, Americans don't care about much of anything these days, let alone what's going on in their own personal lives, especially with the distractions going on. But what's happening overseas in foreign countries is just it's not even a memory. It's just an afterthought for them. And they'll talk about some water cooler stuff. You know, basically the talking points that they've been given from Fox News or whatever,
or
mainstream, whatever mainstream media joke is telling them this news, and they'll just go about their lives ignoring it because it's not affecting them directly.
So what's the latest, Mark? Is there new developments regarding these releases?
It's an article about from Glenn Greenwald, and I like to keep up with what he writes. I think he's an awesome author. He's from Salon.com. Mm-hmm. Numerous media outlets, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Guardian, the Telegraph, and NPR, among others, last night published classified files on more than 700 past and present Guantanamo detainees. The leak was originally provided to WikiLeaks, which then gave them to, you know, the Post, NPR, and others. The New York Times, The Guardian claimed to have received them from another source. WikiLeaks suggested the other source was Daniel Domscheitberg from the former WikiLeaks associate who WikiLeaks claims took, without authorization, many WikiLeaks files when he left. The documents reveal vast new information about these detainees, and, in particular, the shoddy and unreliable nature of the evidence used, both before and now, to justify their due process free. It's not what I'd want from my detention. Due process free.
As in without due process.
Yes. Where there are several points worth noting about all of this, Glenn Greenwalls from Salon.com says, number one, given the multiple media outlets have just published huge amounts of classified information, it is more difficult than ever to distinguish between WikiLeaks and, say, the New York Times or the Post under the law. How could anyone possibly justify prosecuting WikiLeaks for disseminating classified information while not prosecuting those newspapers who have done exactly the same thing?
Has anything actually happened with the prosecution of WikiLeaks? Didn't they just kind
of
huff and puff about that for a while?
Yeah.
And
right.
The U.S. federal government.
In the United States, right?
Well, right. He got picked up for some rape charge in.
Rape is
Great
not
Britain
the right term,
no.
Right? It is coerced sexual acts or something like that. Basically, he told lies.
Did anything happen
supposedly
with that? Has anyone heard anything about that?
I think he's still on bond.
Out on bond?
Yeah, in England with a strap around his ankle.
Yeah, they wanted to, they were talking about extraditing him for a while. And then the news cycle had some of the other stories, especially the Egypt stuff, the Japan stuff. And so that sort of information was swept under.
Maybe Britain will just drop Julian Assange on Libya. See if that'll.
Yeah, right.
So as of right now, the United States federal government has done nothing more than bluster about
right.
Julian Assange. They have not actually made any kind of move.
Well, I think digitally they've done stuff as far as chasing down various aspects of Anonymous, going after the websites, trying to get some of the websites shut down, which led to all the mirrors coming up mm-hmm. and the response by the Internet to propagate this even further. So I think they've done things, but it's mostly been virtual.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's
rhetoric.
It's true. He goes on. He says, Dianne Feinstein, the DOG, Newt Gingrich are all eager to prosecute WikiLeaks for espionage. How can they also not sweep up those media outlets? And it's absolutely true. I mean, what's going on here is people with gray hair scared at the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. What the Internet? I mean, WikiLeaks is simply a publication, albeit a publication based on the Internet and solely on the Internet.
Right.
That published documents that they've received in, quite frankly, a legal fashion, a fashion that is protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America. And as far as I'm concerned, that is a freedom and a right of all media outlets everywhere. I don't care whether
all
it's
people.
Legal in you know, Backwaterstan or not to do that. As far as I'm concerned, it's right. So okay. If it's right for the New York Times, it's right for WikiLeaks. This is just people who don't understand the difference between a website and a newspaper.
Well, I think it comes back to something that I was talking about with some local activists the other day is the fear factor. And the government, the state, whatever you want to call it, it gets freaked out when you're not afraid. And this is, the Internet
yeah.
is not afraid of the government. And so the government is like, oh, Internet is evil, it's bad, it's not fearing us like it should be, it's not bowing down and kowtowing and paying us its permit fees and asking permission. It's basically going against our every wish and every whim with utter fearlessness, and that's what's freaking them out. They can't handle
sure.
a fearless subjects because that's their only tool for control, is to keep everyone afraid.
No doubt about that. We'll come back with more on the Guantanamo situation. Take your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can, of course, bring up anything you'd like as well, so feel free to do that. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure, comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is where you can go, and you can enjoy the features that you'll find on the site. They're completely free, so head over to freetalklive.com. You'll grab archives. The last few years' worth, actually, of the show are right there on the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. You just click and download, and they're yours. All there at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up here in about 2 months. just under that, actually, June 20th through the 26th. And it is going to be the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011. It's the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porkfest.com to get registered, PORCFEST.com. You can use our discount code, which is FreeTalkLive minus the spaces. So just FreeTalkLive is one word. That'll save you 20% on your registration. You'll be experiencing what it's like to be, A, up here in New Hampshire. It's so beautiful, especially in the White Mountains.
Yes, it is.
Incredible location. You'll also be experiencing what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that understand what freedom means. And you can go and, go to porkfest.com to learn more about the event. There's some great pictures there of prior years' porkfests. And it just keeps getting bigger and better every single year. This year, you're going to have everything from live musical performances to family fun to agorism in action, and so much more. Go get the details over at porkfest.com. We will be there, by the way, broadcasting live every single night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival at porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. Let's go continue here. The news about Guantanamo Bay from Glenn Greenwald over at Salon.com. And he's kind of summing up, I think, some of the other details surrounding this release of over 700 documents on each of the Guantanamo detainees, which is, of course, revealing that many of these individuals were completely rounded up on bunk circumstances, just completely manufactured.
Right. No evidence. I mean, that's what major newspapers around the world are reporting.
Mm-hmm.
No evidence.
Just swooping people up, putting them in a prison,
torturing them. So the long and the short of it is that the United States went into a country and went looking for a guy and his cohorts. And any time anybody said, oh, yeah, that fellow over there is involved with them, they'd snatch him up and throw him in jail.
Right.
Yep. And some of those people they kept for years. Some of them they moved over to Guantanamo Bay and kept them for years. Some of them they kept in prisons in country, other places. It's just, it's despicable. Imagine if it was you. This is what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying that Guantanamo Bay didn't contain terrorists. That much is true. But shouldn't those guys...
How do you know that's true?
What's that?
How do you know that's true?
Because one of the guys, I could assure you that one of the 9/11 terrorist guys and people that were involved was there.
How do you know?
Well, I mean,
that's the evidence, Ian.
Was it convicted,
really?
Though? I mean, that's the same.
You can't get convictions on some of these things, and they haven't held trials for others.
Well, here's the point, though. If in this world, in this society, there are a lot of really bad things about the laws, okay? There's a lot of things I don't like about laws. But there is a sort of a system, a due process system that does allow people that are proven innocent until, you know, they're innocent until proven guilty, right?
Okay.
So, how can we say they're terrorists?
Right. You don't get to call anybody a terrorist, Mark, until there's evidence and proof around that.
Until a conviction.
Didn't they hold
happens.
The shoe bomber guy there at Guantanamo at some point?
I could not tell you.
I couldn't either.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think there would have been a big ACLU because he's an American citizen.
I don't think he was this American citizen. He was coming too. Anyway, I shouldn't be talking about it because I don't know enough about the shoe
clearly.
Particularly. But I can tell you that
he was, though.
There were enemy combatants.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what is
an enemy combatant is a guy who's fighting against your team.
According to whom?
The team that you're on.
Right.
So you
right.
believe what the military says.
Well, no, I think...
So if somebody's got an AK-47 shooting at an American...
They also killed Pat Tillman, and he was on their team, so who's to say
probably, I suspect they did that by accident, wouldn't you guess?
No, I don't know about that.
Probably not.
Not according to his family.
No, they wouldn't have covered up an accident like that.
Well, sometimes accidents happen. Why Pat Tillman was famous, you wouldn't want to show that you'd made an... People cover up accidents all the time, J.J., because they're covering it up doesn't make
point,
it murder.
The thing is, yeah, but there wouldn't be such a big disparity between the stories and then all this sort of PR defensiveness going on if it was just an accident. I mean, anyone can say, well it's just an accident. Look.
At that point, they'd covered it up, so then there's all kinds of PR. You'd have to show me evidence that it was a murder. Why would their team want to shoot Pat Tillman?
Why would the team want to go around, the kill team want to go around and kill innocent people?
Because they're murderers.
Okay.
Exactly.
So maybe they wanted to murder Pat Tillman.
Maybe there were some murderers loose in Afghanistan, and they caught them.
I'm not going to believe, I'm not going to take the word of a bunch of liars,
Mark. A road in Afghanistan is a free place where people can move up and down. If the United States military wants to move freely up and down a road, and somebody wants to attack them on that road, and they defend themselves, and they capture one of those people, that person is an enemy combatant. I'm fine with
that. You mean someone defending their homeland?
No, there's no such thing as a homeland. What the hell is a homeland?
Well, okay, Mark, these people live in a certain place. That's their home.
Okay.
And if they're defending it from the free military that you're talking about, we're just walking down the street here in Afghanistan.
I want to take control of Main Street Keene. But
yeah.
It's one thing if you are, retaliatory force is one thing, and aggressive force is another.
The aggressive force was the military going into that country and walking down their streets
with
tanks and guns. That's aggression, sir.
You think that the Taliban taking over that country and forcing those people to live that
way
wasn't
business.
Aggressive? I understand. It's not my business either. As far as I'm concerned, if a military is operating and they take, they're just supposed to let the guy go. No. I mean, they're fighting these guys. They take them. When the war's over, you let them go. Now, I have a big problem with how long it's gone. I have a problem with, how it was executed. I have problems with lots of things here. But that's all I'm saying. These guys are enemy combatants. They fit that definition.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Believe the military.
If you go back to, and you're basing this off of the conventions set forth by the Constitution, well, the war is illegal to begin with.
Yeah, I got a problem with the fact that they didn't.
So if someone is illegally engaging in a war, doesn't that mean anything they're doing is criminal, right?
Absolutely.
I think that also that you know.
You're basically defending your homeland from criminals.
They voted on a use of force. They didn't use the term war when they voted on it. One can make the argument.
I think they voted on money, and that's about it.
The organization that votes to send troops to places voted to do it.
So what?
Is that a war, or is it?
It's clearly not a war. You have to declare war if it's going to be a war, right?
They did not declare war, but
yeah.
I
wouldn't care if they did declare war. They're still aggressors.
Look, man. All I'm telling you is they're enemy combatants. And a military
that's what the government calls
going
them.
To release mm-hmm. enemy combatants. Now, should they get out of there? Yes.
Yes.
Should they release the enemy combatants? Yes. When you're done fighting, you release the enemy.
So you mean never, then? Right?
They should because get out of there.
Oh, well, they're still fighting in Afghanistan. They can't release them.
Get out of there. There's nothing to get to have there.
I understand. We understand that, Mark. We're all in agreement with that. But the point is this. That place for them for the bad people, quote unquote, will exist as long as the war is going on, and the war isn't going to end. Therefore, that place will never end.
I understand
that's their
that.
Plan. That's what they want.
That's the perpetual war.
That's
theory.
Exactly the.
Even if they close Guantanamo, man, they're going to open someplace else up.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to move.
They've already done that.
They're going to move the inmates to the United States. 800-259-9231. Or some other secret prison around the world. You can take control. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us anything you want at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you're on the updates lists. And you can get on those lists by going to news.freetalklive.com. Follow us via email, follow us via Facebook or Twitter, whatever works best for you. news.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the Guantanamo situation here, and we've actually got Frank on the line listening in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Frank in New York.
Good evening, gentlemen. Yes, this is a very interesting topic, and I wanted to, listening to the discussion, there's several points I wanted to make. Number one, the notion of extraordinary rendition that Bush authorized in his war on terror is a violation of U.S. law and international law. It constitutes kidnapping, torture, and worse. What I wanted to say is that with the illegal, meaning unconstitutional, Patriot Acts 1 and 2, the Homeland Security Act, and the Military Commissions Act of 2006, due process is abandoned. Mm-hmm. And those allow the executive, the president, or the military, or the Justice Department to define who is an enemy combatant or who is a terrorist. Just look at the daily, how this affects the daily lives of Americans. The 1.6 to 1.2 million Americans on the no-fly list that have no due process, and there's no collective remedy under the law that allows people to be on a no-fly list that are certainly not terrorists or criminals. And I think when you look at Guantanamo and Al-Qaeda, the intentionality was to violate U.S. law and international law. Notice they're not in the United States, the territorial lands of the United States. And some of the prisons were in Poland. They were in Egypt. They were in Algeria. They were in different countries around the world. And what's very interesting about all this is that those members in Congress and the Senate that voted for the unconstitutional Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Homeland Security Act, and the Military Commissions Act of 2006 should be arrested and tried for treason, because these laws violate American law and international treaty law, and we're in quite a dilemma with this. And also, if you look at Guantanamo, the number two rebel in Libya was one of the Al-Qaeda detainees at Guantanamo, who's now being supported by the United States with billions of dollars in weapons and all sorts of things.
Funny how that works.
So this is really, we have to understand, number one, that Al-Qaeda was set up by the CIA, MI6, and Mossad.
Well,
it's used as a justification to change policy in the Middle East. And if we go back to Brzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard, in 1996, he talks about the use of such a force. It could be used to destabilize regimes, and we saw the practical application of this in Bosnia.
Right.
You know, so
Al-Qaeda just, isn't Al-Qaeda in Arabic just the list? Isn't it just the list?
It means the foundation. And actually, the name was created by Milt Bearden, who ran the illegal war CIA against the Soviets from 1981 to 1989.
Isn't it just a moniker they use to classify this sort of enemy of the state?
Well, what it is, it was an actual organization that was used to support the Mujahideen in the illegal war against the Soviets in Afghanistan. And you have to go back and read Milt Bearden's two or three books that go into all this stuff. And when you understand what's happening, you know, there is a direct political action that should be taken. And unconstitutional laws that violate the rights of international citizens and the citizens of the United States, it's time to take legal remedy. And that's going to have to be, if the Supreme Court cannot strike down these laws as unconstitutional and illegal under the Constitution, then it's time to send Bush, who admitted in his presidential memoirs that he authorized terror. He authorized these illegal activities. It's time to send him to The Hague to stand trial like
happen.
They did to Milosevic.
This is what has to be done.
A legal remedy. In a concentration camp.
I'm sorry.
We'll be having this discussion cracking rocks.
Hold on, buddy.
Isn't Obama just as guilty in this?
Of course, he's more guilty. He created two new wars that were unauthorized. In February of 2009, his illegal war against Pakistan that the CIA has been managing, and then his war in Libya without getting congressional approval to go in.
Obama has created two more wars. Frank, there is no legal remedy.
I don't think there is a legal remedy.
No, wait, let me speak for a second, okay? See the trend with presidents where George W. does this, and then Obama one-ups him with this. What do you think the next president is going to do? I mean,
I don't think we're going to have a next president. We already have the unitary executive that the German Nazi juror, Carl Schmitt, defined in his political writings. You know, he was the one that authorized, that wrote the special provisions for the Weimar Constitution that would allow the state of emergency for...
Wait, you don't think they're going to have another election? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think maybe that won't happen. I think we may have... People have been throwing that one out for a while.
Thanks, Frank. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate hearing from you. People have been throwing that one out every 4 years. I remember back in 2004 and then again in 2008, the suggestion was that, well, Bush is going to just... He's going to put the elections on hold so he can stay in office, and that never actually panned out. I mean, it's certainly an interesting thought, but
I understand
they're going to keep the scam going. They want Americans to believe that they can change things by electing someone new.
I agree with you on this one. I understand how Frank feels. You know, it's scary. These people exercising an incredible amount of extra constitutional power. You think, well, surely they're not going to give this up. But don't forget, They get 8 years to milk this cow. Mm-hmm. And the last four of it, they have no expectation of being elected. They do whatever they want in that last 4 years, especially the last two, the end of the, you know, after the last second election there. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, well, they get to build their name and create their legacy and then go and retire and live real comfy.
Right.
For the rest
I think Frank needs to do is to lose this mentality that the legal system is just and right and proper. It's not. It's corrupted.
Oh,
it's
I don't
broken.
Think he believes it's going to happen.
Well, he keeps talking about legal remedy.
It should happen.
Well, no, that's his next step. And his what he said, literally, the next step is the legal remedy of sending someone to The Hague, which is a joke. That's not going to happen. And he is only part of the problem. What about all the underlings and the henchmen and all the policymakers?
Yeah, won't fix anything.
I'll tell you, if some kind of world body court or organization wanted to enforce international law and drag off, presidential. Group after another, it wouldn't break my heart.
I see where you're coming from, Mark, but at the same time, I think we can all admit and acknowledge that if that were to happen, if Bush and Obama were to be brought to trial in The Hague and convicted and, you know, sentenced to whatever the sentence would be,
it would be short order before some world dominating ruler would take over the United States and the rest of the world.
I don't know about that, but it would be they would just probably elect another president. But what would happen? It would essentially be the equivalent of cutting off one of the heads of the Hydra. I mean, the Hydra being this mythological, Greek mythology creature. Was it Greek? Anyway, it's this multiple headed beast. Go ahead, cut off a couple heads and see if anything changes. Nothing.
And then usually in the mythology. Two heads grow back to replace that one head.
Ah, yes.
So
nice.
Even if you cut off a head, there's just more bureaucracy. The power vacuum will create another person because the system in place is the problem.
Because people's minds haven't changed.
That too, exactly.
People haven't changed their minds. And it goes back to what you were talking about earlier, JJ, about the American people being lazy and complacent and docile and, you know, just paying attention to unimportant things in life like, you know, Dancing with the Stars or whatever it is that the hot new TV show is. And they're just so distracted and they're so unconcerned with what's going on around them until people can be bothered to be concerned.
Until they're personally affected.
Yeah. Until they can be bothered to be concerned enough to find the ideas of liberty and inculcate themselves with them and then apply them in their lives and come to different beliefs about what government is and whether we need it or not, nothing's going to change fundamentally at the federal level. It's Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Extend your life with
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the site for free. And if you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so. Simply go and become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card via PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website to send in $3 a month. And what we'll do is we'll take that money in and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So do go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Guantanamo release, these documents that leaked out to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks has then passed them on to major newspapers around the world. And some very interesting information has come out when we read you a summary from The Guardian a few nights ago that talked about people like a taxi driver being picked up because he drove a cab in an area in which the military wanted to gain intelligence about. So rather than just asking him questions over there, they decided to go ahead and render him into Guantanamo.
Yeah, his story's not even close to new, but yeah.
Yeah, there's that, and then there was the Al Jazeera cameraman or Al Jazeera editor or whatever. He worked for Al Jazeera in some fashion. They picked him up and brought him to Guantanamo Bay and tortured him to get information about Al Jazeera, not anything regarding terrorism or anything like that. They just wanted to know, you know, about how Al Jazeera works.
Well, they have no accountability and no one basically watching over them, so they can do whatever they want.
Right. I mean, these are just two examples of over 700 stories, 700 classified
that
files.
That we know about. Or that have been made documented.
Correct. They didn't mean to. I mean, they were secret files, and
sure.
Thankfully somebody leaked them out. Maybe it was Bradley Manning, but nobody knows for sure. So, Mark, you're talking about what Glenn Greenwald has.
Speaking of which, there were actually people picked up for wearing the same watches, Casio watches.
That's right.
That Al-Qaeda used as bomb timers.
Allegedly, yeah.
It's crazy stuff. Once again, we find Glenn Greenwald goes on here. Once again, we find how much we now rely on whistleblowers in general and WikiLeaks, and if he did what is accused, Bradley Manning in particular, to learn the truth and see the evidence about what the world's most powerful factions are actually doing. WikiLeaks is responsible for more newsworthy scoops over the last year than all media outlets combined.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not even a close call. And if Bradley Manning is the leaker, he's done more than any other human being in our lifetimes to bring about transparency and shine a light on what military and government is doing. 3. The difference among various newspapers and how these leaks are being presented is stark, predictable, and revealing. The Guardian emphasizes exactly what is most important about these documents, how oppressive is the American detention system, how unreliable the evidence is on which the accusations are based, and how so many people were put in cages for years without any justification. The New York Times, by stark contrast, emphasizes how dangerous and menacing the evil terrorists are shown to be, while at least noting underneath that many are held without cause. In some foreign newspapers, they highlight how these documents show U.S. actions to be so oppressive and unjust, while American newspapers downplay that fact. That reflects Jack Goldsmith's praise of the American media outlets as comprising a patriotic media.
Yeah, they're an extension of the government. Almost. Almost.
I think that we're indoctrinated in this country with a, you know, and as other countries are. I'd really love to see what the other newspapers say about their countries.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's patriotism. I don't think that, that it's necessarily them.
Patriotism or nationalism?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Patriotism is nationalism for the country that you're in.
Mm.
These documents shed new light on the persecution of Sami Al-Haj, the Al Jazeera cameraman who was encaged in the camp for more than 6 years, then abruptly released without ever being charged. As I've written many times, this was one of the most discussed cases in the Muslim world. That the U.S. would imprison an Al Jazeera journalist without charges for years, yet outside of Nicholas Kristol, it's almost entirely suppressed in establishment media outlets, even as American journalists obsessed in the imprisonment of American journalists by Iran and North Korea for far shorter periods of time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Al-Haj has long claimed that he was interrogated almost exclusively about his work for Al Jazeera, and virtually nothing about the accusations against him being an Al-Qaeda courier. These files released about him corroborated this claim, as The Guardian notes. An Al Jazeera journalist was held at Guantanamo for 6 years, partly in order to be interrogated about the Arabic News Network. In particular, his files make it clear that that one of the reasons he was sent to Guantanamo was to provide information on the Al Jazeera News Network's training program, telecommunications equipment, and gathering operations in Chechnya, Kosovo, and Afghanistan, including the network's accusation of a video of ULB, that's Osama bin Laden, I guess, I don't know, it must be their pronunciation in Arabic, and a subsequent interview with ULB.
Yep.
Al-Haj was far from the only journalist the U.S. imprisoned for years without charges during the war on terror, but his case represents one of the most egregious and underreported. American acts during the last decade, given that he was determined to learn more about Al Jazeera, these newly released files dispel any doubt about the accuracy of Al-Haj's claims regarding his detention experience. Perhaps most important of all, these documents conclusively underscore the evils of the Obama administration's indefinite detention regime. Just last month, the Obama administration's... I can't see anymore, Ian. My eyes are blurring, and
I got you. Well, we've been through some of this already. I don't know if you were. I think you weren't here that night. But yeah, we talked about some of the details on this and about this this cameraman, and it's just absolutely outrageous. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's more evidence, as though we needed any more evidence that the U.S. government is corrupt and horrible, and that that it hurts innocent people, and that there's absolutely no accountability whatsoever for what it is that they're doing to people. And so I know that you've sent me this here, Mark, and there's probably not too much left in this piece. What number were you on there?
Point number five.
You were on number five.
Yeah, I was a middle point number five, and I have that problem that I went to the eye doctor for in my left eye. It's the area is growing larger, and it's becoming more difficult for me to read right now.
Okay, so yeah, he was talking about the executive order that directing the dozens of detainees held for years at Guantanamo continue to be imprisoned indefinitely without any charges, either in a real court or even before a military commission. Although indefinite detention was one of the primary hallmarks of Bush-Cheney radicalism, this order was justified by the White House and its followers on the grounds that the president knows of secret evidence that shows that these detainees are too dangerous to release, yet cannot be prosecuted at the same time because the evidence against them is tainted. The idea of trusting the government to imprison people for life based on a secret, untested evidence never reviewed by a court should repel any decent or minimally rational person. But these newly released files demonstrate how warped is this indefinite detention policy specifically. The New Yorker's Amy Davidson highlights some of the most extreme inanities of just how evidence was assembled, so-called, while Carol Rosenberg from McClatchy's News Service describes just some of the reasons to find this evidence so unreliable. Beyond the fact that so much of it was extracted using torture, she also reveals that the U.S. military set up a human intelligence laboratory at Guantanamo that used interrogation and detention practices that they largely made up as they went along. The documents, more than 750 assessments of former and current Guantanamo detainees, show an intelligence operation that was tremendously dependent on informants, both prison camp snitches repeating what they'd heard from fellow captives, and self-described, at a time self-aggrandizing, alleged Al-Qaeda insiders turned government witnesses who Pentagon records show have since been released. Intelligence analysts are at odds with each other over which informants to trust, at times drawing inferences from prisoners' exercise habits. They order DNA tests.
Can you imagine some guy walking around a cage and they're trying to draw some kind of evidence from that?
They order DNA tests, tell their Taliban suspects to polygraphs, string together tidbits in ways that seem to defy common sense. In one sense, says Greenwald, this is not new, as federal courts, which have reviewed these detentions during the Obama administration, have overwhelmingly found them lacking any credible evidence. Still, these files provide important new specifics. The New York Times describes the case of Omar Abdulyev, placed in Guantanamo in 2002 when he was 23, and he's now 32, one of the detainees just ordered indefinitely detained by Obama. The newly released files reveal what the New York Times calls the haunting conclusion of his 2008 assessment. Detainee's identity remains uncertain. In other words, the person who's been in Guantanamo for 9 years, most of his adult life, and whom Obama just ordered detained indefinitely with no charges, very well may not even be the person that they think he is.
He fits the bill, though.
He looks like a brown person, so we should keep him here.
Yeah, exactly.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control. Also, got some details on the Pat Tillman case for you, Mark, coming up, and your calls as well. Done anything. Hour 2 is next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Andro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.